So we'll just relax. And breathe and relax and relax and remember. Remember who we truly are. Remember why we're really here. Remember that it's all about joy. That we come for the experience. We are the leading edge of non-physical thought. And we know how powerful we are from our non-physical perspective as we begin this life experience. We know that we are ever guided in every single moment of every day and all of time and all of space, guided by that larger part of ourselves that's connected to all that we love, all that we want, what Abraham calls our vortex, our vibrational reality, our vibrational escrow that already contains everything we've ever asked for, already done. Already done. And as we connect with that divine energy, as we feel that connection to source, as we feel happy, as we feel good, as we feel joyful, we connect with that vibrational reality and we begin to see the beauty, to see the grace, to see the light, to feel the love, to relax into the harmony, the flow, the glow of infinite life, present right here and right now on the leading edge. We are that already. We are that. And so we take this time to relax and chill out and remember who we really are, what's really happening here. And we know that it is good. So we breathe and relax and stretch a little and find our balance in our chairs so that our bodies feel relaxed, so that our minds begin to relax. So we let go of the getting here and simply be here now. For our point of power is in the present moment. Right here and now we are that leading edge of thought, that powerful individual with the capacity to focus our thoughts on thoughts that feel good. It seems so simple. It seems too simple sometimes. And yet it is the truth. Our job is to focus on what feels good. What feels peaceful, what feels easy, what looks beautiful, what tastes good, what we hear that relaxes us and brings us a sense of peace, or excites us and brings us a sense of exhilaration and joy. We have so many wonderful positive emotions. We have so many meaningful negative emotions. For those negative emotions are the guidance that tells us moment to moment that we're misdirected. In that moment, we're focused on something different from what our inner being sees. As Abraham said yesterday, when you're feeling negative emotion, you're differing in your opinion of what you're looking at from your source within, from your inner being. And so when you say, I hate that guy, you feel bad, and source within you, and Abraham was really funny in this segment where they said, and source within you, and it feels terrible, and Esther screwed up her face to say it, likes that guy, that you in this moment hate. And they asked us, are we appreciating the contrast? And everybody said yes, which they knew was the right answer. But then Abraham said, no, you're really not. You're really not. But you could. And the sooner you do, the less uncomfortable the contrast will be. And the more beneficial it will be to you. The more clarifying it will be to you. The faster it will morph into the wanted side of the equation. And so all day long they reminded us that when we're feeling negative emotion, the answer is to go general on that subject. to remind ourselves that whatever it is, it's only temporary. That everywhere we are in all of our lives, no matter how good or bad, it's only temporary. For there is always something more. We are always expanding the universe through our observation of the contrast and our choice of the preference. So let's take a little time to see if we can massage that appreciation of the contrast a little bit. Reminding ourselves that we tend to think of contrast as something not wanted, something negative. But Abraham thinks of contrast as variety. And they see it as choices in the buffet. So let's think about choices at this moment and see if we can appreciate the contrast of choices. This afternoon, we all had choices of other things we could have been doing other than to be here, to listen to this meditation, to think about Abraham materials. We could have been out on this gorgeous day, or we could have been reading or seeing someone or eating something or listening to music, but we chose this for this afternoon's choice. So think for a minute about the positive aspects of this choice we have made this afternoon. What can you see and feel about this time that makes you feel good? That makes you happy that you made this particular choice, that allows you to bask in the lusciousness of choosing something that feels good. For when we focus on the positive aspects of anything, we are basking in appreciation. We are tapping into that vibration that is always the vibration of our inner being. For our inner being sees the positive aspects of everything. So we made this choice. And Abraham said yesterday to someone who said that they had trouble making choices, Abraham said the choice doesn't matter. There's always a benefit to every choice. So simply focus on the benefit of the choices that you make, and you'll be in alignment with appreciation and all the good things in your vortex. So focusing on the positive aspect of this choice today, reminding ourselves that it's fun to see friends, that it's good to take time out of busy schedules to contemplate the well-being that exists for us, that we can breathe and relax, that the room is comfortable and cool, that we found our way here with ease, that we have wonderful things to do when we leave here today, and more choices open up, that every hour or every minute of every day, choices are available to us. And those choices, those variety of choices, are the contrast of our lives. And so we can appreciate the choice of the things on the menu. Are you choosing the vegetarian option today, or the seafood option, or the meat? Are you choosing the pasta? Are you choosing the salad? What choice do you want to make out of this contrast of choices, out of this variety, this buffet spread before you? What do you want to choose? Contrast is simply choice. And so now we think of a little more conflicted choice, perhaps. A time when we didn't agree with someone, when we felt a conflict, maybe when you felt, maybe not as strongly as, I hate that guy, but I wish that person didn't do that. Or I wish something different in this interaction. So think about that contrast and superimpose the idea of choice on that contrast. And think about, what choice do you have in this situation? You can choose to focus on the feeling of conflict, or you can see that other choices are available. You can go general in the moment. And so let's go general on this subject and say, well, this comfort in this moment is only temporary. And breathe. And see if that thought brings relief. Sometimes the thought, well, my inner being loves this one that I'm judging unconditionally, can bring relief. Or at other times, like Abraham yesterday, that thought can make our faces squinch up and make it hard to appreciate that other individual. But sometimes we can just relax into that appreciation that our inner being has for that one. And we can remember the state of unconditional love, the loving in spite of the condition, bringing a sense of understanding. Perhaps that person is in pain in this moment, or has a personal problem, or a loved one who's unhappy. What if we could bring understanding and seeing that maybe that person's doing the best that they can in this moment? Could we open our hearts a little to unconditional love? Breathing into the possibility of loving anyway, appreciating anyway, choosing love as an option in the contrast, appreciating in the contrast, and appreciating the contrast as a result, giving ourselves the opportunity to open more fully to the love that we already are, to the love that source within us feels in every moment, bringing ourselves into alignment with a greater sense of peace and ease and freedom of choice. We are so powerful. We get to choose in every moment. And we are receiving this magnificent guidance about what to choose in every moment. Choosing that which feels good. Choosing that which feels whole. Choosing that which feels like appreciation and wonder and joy. We have the opportunity to appreciate the contrast. I remind you that Abraham said yesterday, you could appreciate the contrast. And the sooner you do, the less uncomfortable the contrast will be, the more beneficial it will be to you, the more clarifying it will be to you, and the faster it will morph into the wanted side of the equation. So as we think about contrast, let's think about what we do want. In this situation where we feel a little ouchy with someone, we really want harmony. We really want to feel good. We really want to feel relaxed and comfortable. We really want to be focused on positive aspects because all those things feel good. And we have the power of choice. Choosing to look for the best in this individual, choosing to look aside if we can't see that person's best in the moment, looking at someone who's easy to appreciate. So in this moment, think of someone who's easy to appreciate. It may be a cat, or a dog, or a groundhog, or a dolphin. It may be a family member, or a baby. I remember Abraham saying one time, think of someone who's easy to appreciate. They're probably under 4 years old. So think of the stars in the eyes of a little one, or the soft fur of a pet. Think of the eager wagging of a tail, or the purring of a kitten. Think of a playful little one coming down a slide. Think of cuddling an infant who gently enfolds your finger in five tiny little fingers. Feel the softness of that tiny little hand. And realize that in this moment you are using the power of your focus to focus on something that's relatively easy to appreciate. And now think of a person that you feel some contrast about as a tiny baby at one time. This person was as adorable as that tiny baby holding your finger. And feel how that person, just like all of the individuals who come into form, come in perfect, innocent, and connected to Source. See the beauty of the inner golden child of this being, and feel the love that your inner being feels for that one and for you. That endless, unconditional, omnipresent love, that omnipotent love that enfolds each one through all of time and space. It is as easy for your inner being to love you and that one as it is for you to love the baby, or the kitten, or the puppy. Feel your nose licked by a puppy if you like that. I do. I love puppy licks. And feel something that delights your heart. From all of the contrast of life, all of the variety, choose to focus on something that makes your heart sing. What is that? What are the qualities of that feeling? How do you feel that feeling in your body? How do you feel that feeling in your heart? How do you conceptualize that experience in your mind? This powerful moment of heart singing. The last meetup, we read that Abraham quote on having vaults of precious touchstone memories. So just focus on this one touchstone memory right now. Something that makes your heart sing. Something that melts you into bliss. Feeling the ease, feeling the joy, perhaps reaching for ecstasy, feeling your face smile and your mind relax, and your body feel even more comfortable. Feel the health and wholeness of your body as you relax into this comfort. And recognize that this feeling too is contrast, is variety, is focus, is opportunity, is choice. And acknowledge the power of your being to choose. From the buffet of thoughts available in every moment, appreciating the contrast, appreciating the variety, appreciating the opportunity to learn unconditional love, basking in the focus of your own mind, in the power of your own being, in the love that you truly, truly are. So as we remember who we are, we begin to stretch our backs and our arms wiggle our fingers and our toes and our nose, and let yourself come back. Come back into normal waking consciousness. Come back into a sense of ease and peace. Just come back and remember. And so it is.